Ukraine hosted European leaders on Monday to mark 3 years of all-out war with Russia, while top U.S. officials stayed away in a clear illustration of President Donald Trump's lurch towards Moscow since returning to power. Still reeling from Trump calling President Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator, Kyiv said it was in the final stages of agreeing a deal with Washington to provide access to its mineral wealth. "We hope both U.S. and UA leaders might sign and endorse it in Washington the soonest to showcase our commitment for decades to come," Deputy Prime Minister Olya Stefanishyna wrote on X. Meeting with visiting French President Emmanuel Macron, Trump said Zelensky could travel to Washington this week or next to seal the minerals agreement, which he called very close, and suggested that the war in Ukraine could end within weeks, but he did not elaborate. The minerals deal is at the heart of Kyiv's bid to win U.S. support, but officials have wrangled over its wording in the shadow of an extraordinary war of words between Trump and Zelensky, who said the U.S. leader was living in a disinformation bubble. Zelensky refused to sign an earlier draft as Washington sought $500 billion in natural wealth, protesting that Kyiv had received nowhere near that much U.S. aid, and that the draft lacked the security guarantees Ukraine needs. A Ukrainian government source told Reuters that Kyiv awaited U.S. feedback on the final changes it had sent. The source said the U.S. did not like the idea of including wording about providing security guarantees in the text. "We see the issue of guarantees for the talks between presidents," the source said, "worried European foreign ministers." Zelensky welcomed a slew of European and other leaders to a summit in Kyiv to commemorate the start in 2022 of the biggest conflict in Europe since World War II, when Moscow invaded Ukraine. "This year should be the year of the beginning of a real, lasting peace. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not gift us this peace, nor will he give it to us in exchange for anything. We have to win peace with strength, wisdom, and unity, with our cooperation," Zelensky said. The visitors to Kyiv on Monday included European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, European Council President Antonio Costa, and the leaders of Canada, Denmark, Iceland, Latvia, Lithuania, Finland, Norway, Spain, and Sweden. Leaders of Albania, Britain, Croatia, Czech Republic, Germany, Japan, Moldova, the Netherlands, Poland, Switzerland, and Turkey spoke by video link. There was no sign of U.S. representation. Ukraine could join the European Union before 2030 if it continues the speed and quality of its reforms, von der Leyen said. The European leaders rallied around Zelensky in speeches, calling for countries on the continent to step up support for Kyiv, while some spoke of the urgent need to increase defense spending.